This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And if you're just joining us in the TV or radio world, we are on for 2 hours every Saturday night, and grateful for great radio stations from Atlantic City to San Francisco, from Portland to Tampa to L.A. to Washington, D.C. Just so grateful. In hour one, we remembered 41, and this hour we're going to talk about relationships in the holidays with our resident relationship expert. She has been coming back to talk to us about this, I want to say now, going on like 3 or 4 years now. And she must be pretty good at it, because she's about to get married herself. So she's practicing what she preaches. Anyway, Ashley Papa, author of Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs, our guest tonight in the Ladies Lounge. Ashley, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. Happy to be here.
And happy holidays to you. I'm wearing my festive peppermint polo button-down tonight, so I only wear this in the month of December. And
I think I could smell the peppermint, actually.
My daughter, after dinner tonight, looked up at me and she said, "Daddy, you wear the peppermint shirt?" I said, "I hadn't planned on it. My Cowboys beat the Saints this week. I was going to wear my jersey on camera tonight." So I decided to honor my daughter instead. So I think that's a good choice, and we'll just leave it at that. Hey, so, you know, today's kind of an interesting day for the country, because the morning of the passing of H.W., which I was saying in hour one, all these liberals that are just saying all this stuff about how great he is that just hated him when he was president. But I guess, you know, death does weird things to people's memory. But one of the things that everybody seemed to be very in agreement on was that he and Barbara Bush had kind of a legendary love story. And I'm just curious as to, being a relationship writer yourself, like what are some of your thoughts about how they made it last for 70 years?
Well, I mean, I think while the country and the family is mourning, there is that bit of relief knowing that he is with the love of his life in heaven right now. And, you know, him and Barbara Bush had the longest marriage in presidential history, over 70 years. And, you know, that's a very long time. And it's something that, you know, hopefully everyone can aspire to, you know, even if we don't get married that young in life, that
right.
we can still just have a strong marriage that takes us to the end of our life. And I think that's what was very, you know, impressive and just loving about this couple.
Well, before she died, they did some sort of sit-down interview, and I didn't find the video of it today. I'm kicking myself now because I wish I had, but and I think it may have been maybe Leslie Stahl with 60 Minutes or somebody. It was somebody that was doing kind of a, hey, where have you been, and what's going on with you now? And this was before she passed away, so it had to be like last year sometime. But they ended that interview with George H.W., reading a letter he had just written to Barbara, and it was like his you know, swan song love letter, and so that they have him read it on camera, and he just loses it. He just starts crying, and it's so touching to watch, you know, to see it happen. But as tough as this guy was, head of the CIA, you know, ordered the Iraq war, made sure that Saddam Hussein knew that America meant business, et cetera, et cetera. This guy he had a soft spot for his family in a way that, you know, I think every father should try to aspire to.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, the fact that he had done all these things, these big things in his life, and still when it came to love, he was all about his wife and his family. And yeah, he described his love story as a storybook romance, and he wrote, I know he had a book I think, that published his letters that he wrote about his wife, and he said that he had given, that his wife had given him joy that many few men know.
Right.
So, you know, it's just something that, you know, we hope that we can all have at one point in our life.
Well, the other thing that we're going to be short of now, he was the last president that will have been able to be president from the World War II generation. And I do think that there was something about people that lived through those kind of cataclysmic events in terms of even how they had relationships with people that, you know, the modern era could learn a little bit from in terms of, you know, the level of importance it was to them and how they committed to people and that sort of thing. That all, the kind of the slimy little, you know, weasel around kind of relationship world that exists now came about, I think, because of the 60s. But back in those days, in the 40s, when the war was on, people took that seriously. They took marriage seriously. They took family seriously. And I think we'd have a better world today if we had more of those kinds of people roaming the earth. I could be wrong, and friends, if you're watching or listening tonight and you think I am, feel free to email me. That's totally cool. Anyway, Ashley, thanks for coming back. And seriously, congratulations on your pending nuptials. Now, are we getting close to the date? Is that... Because you've told me, and I've forgotten. Please don't hate me for that, but I've forgotten when it is.
We're exactly 4 months away.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So your life's getting busy.
Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, we only had about I only had about a year to plan it, but there's like a lull that happens, but now I feel like everything's starting to pick up. So when I felt like, oh, everything is like fine, smooth, now I have like everything else I have to worry about. It's all like coming back, like,
right.
Okay, now we have to get all this stuff in order because it's only, you know, it's technically it's less than 4 months away now because everything has to be ready right before the wedding, so...
Right. Well, it was all. Yeah, you got it kind of started, and then it was like you had the pause, and then now now it's you're in the final innings.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Actually, pregnancies go that way too. So you kind of you realize you're pregnant, and it's kind of, oh, this is kind of cool, and you have whatever, and then you get to that middle stage in the middle where, and my bride said that all of our kids, the second trimester was her favorite part because it really wasn't the sickness of the beginning, and there wasn't the discomfort of the end. But man, you hit that third trimester. Master, and you're like, whew, this is not fun anymore. So,
yikes.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, the holidays are always, kind of tricky, Ashley. And, especially if you're navigating a relationship of sorts, whether it's a committed relationship or you're just getting to know somebody and you know, the holiday strikes. And so I asked you, I think we did this last year too, but, to come and talk to us about, what are some good tips that people should keep in mind in terms of how to handle relationships for the holidays. And I might just add, friends, if you're listening tonight and you would like to ask a question of Ashley personally, to say, hey, this is my situation, and get her take on it, the phone number is simple, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. She doesn't claim to be an expert or a psychologist or anything, but she's done a lot of writing and a lot of research, and I have always found that my audience has found the research that she's done to be extremely helpful in terms of understanding things that they didn't understand before. So having said that, the phone lines are open, 888-340-3373, if you've got a question for Ashley Papa, our relationship guru. But you picked 15 to navigate the holidays through. And before we get to the list, did you base any of the 15 on nightmares that you had through holiday experiences, or is this all stuff that you were able to just, you know, take care of independently?
Some of it I've experienced myself. Some of it has come from some of my articles that I've written, some of the research I've done, and, you know, some of it is from what I've witnessed from friends. So I compiled a list of some of my top things, and you know, even when I sent you my list, the first thing when I read it to my fiance, he was already debating me about it. So all of these are up for.
It must be a good list then. Perfect for talk radio, that's for sure. Yeah, so maybe you disagree with one of the things on the list tonight. You can call in with that too. 888-340-3373. Okay, so there's 15 of them. Should we start at 15 and work backwards, or should we start with number one and work through the list?
I guess we should just start with number one and work our way down.
Okay, let's do that. So what's number one?
Okay. So my first thing was, do not bring a date you aren't serious about to family work parties. Now, Jay, my fiancé, debated me on this. He says I've brought dates to parties all the time, like I don't care. But, like, for me, I wouldn't want to bring someone home to my family, to a work party around the people that I'm closest with who I'm not really serious about because, you know, if it's just a fling, what's the point?
There will be questions in the days
exactly.
to come.
Yeah. So how do you know each other?
That's right.
You know, what's the status?
Where'd you meet? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And if you're just, like, if you're not serious with this person, you're just into hooking up, like, do you really want to tell these people that that's what the relationship
right.
is all about?
Yeah, it's a tender tender snap. That's all it is. It's just a two-second relationship. Anyway, hey, stand by. Ashley Papa's with us, and we're taking your calls. It's Relationship Night here on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome back. Is that Elf on the Shelf behind me?
Yeah, it is.
Look at that. Somebody put the Elf on the Chrysler building here in the studio. Anyway, welcome. It's good to have you with us. Right back there if you're watching on Biz TV or watching online. It's relationship night, and that means Ashley Papa's back in the house, and we always appreciate her being here. We're going to go through the 15 kind of key tips to surviving the holidays in your relationship. Or maybe you're not supposed to. See, that could all be at play here, and that's what we'll get to in these 15. But actually, the first one, not bringing someone that you're serious with to an office party or take them home with you. That so makes sense on like so many levels. Now, this last week, the bride and I kind of it wasn't a holiday party, but we had an experience where we were at a social event. Where for the second time, one of a colleague that we know in the professional industry that that I work in brought someone as a stand-in date for himself to a party, and it was really interesting because he tells me, he's like, well, you know, my girlfriend. And he's living with her. They're not married, and already a red flag in some respects. But he says, but my girlfriend knows that when she can't come to me with a function, that I ask this other girl over here, and they're friends, so it's okay because she meets me there, and then I'm not without a plus one for the event. You know, if it's an opening or a launch or whatever. So, my bride asks me, you know, well, what's up with that? And then she's the one that ends up talking to either the girlfriend or the stand-in sometimes over the course of the time that we're at the event. And she so all the way home from this last one, the entire conversation was, this is so not cool. Because you've got, because I guess the stand-in was saying to the bride, you know, I would really like to find someone and settle down and so forth. We have fun with Frank. We go out, or the guy that's there, and it's just a fun time, et cetera, et cetera. And, meanwhile, the bride knows both of the girls. And she's like, you know, the girlfriend's working late, but he's bringing this other person. So, like, how do you feel about the stand-in replacement plus one when it's not someone that, you know, it's not a family member or someone that you obviously would not be involved with in terms of a relationship?
I mean, you know me, I'm more conservative on all this, but I think it's kind of bizarre.
So the bride was saying, she broke it down from both perspectives. She's like, if you're the girlfriend and you're always out and this other person is there, you know, you're opening up a can of worms in case temptation were to rear its head. And then if you're the stand-in, like, you're always the stand-in. Like, she's like, right. I would never do that to myself. Like, she was saying this, I wouldn't want to put myself in that situation because that would make me feel bad about myself.
Definitely. I mean, plus she was talking to Amy about wanting to find someone, but if she's at these events with somebody else and it looks like she's taken, she's never going to be able to find anybody.
Well, that's true.
So there's that. And then, yeah, I mean, just the fact that you're the kind of the the stand-in, you're the understudy. I mean, how could that not, you know, lower your self-esteem?
It's gonna end bad for yeah. multiple people. Well, here's mm-hmm. the thing. I need to send her over to, you need to keep office hours so we can just send them in and you can say, hey, here's what you're doing. Okay, so number two on surviving the holidays relationally.
Yes. So we're talking about gift giving?
Whatever number two on your list was. I don't
yes.
have it in front
okay.
of me.
Okay, so make sure you're on the same page about gift giving. So, for example, if you just started dating, you probably don't want to get anything too elaborate because they might not get you anything. So if you don't want to...
Unless you really like the person.
Yeah, but, like, get them something, because that could come off as pretty intense if you get them some elaborate, expensive gift and they've got you, you know, nothing. I mean, how is that going to make you look and make you feel? So... stick to something small if you want to get something, or maybe an experience, like, you know, take them ice skating or go see, you know,
tickets to a show
on Broadway or something like
right,
that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you've been dating for a long time, then you should probably communicate more about how much you want to spend on each other. So you don't end up getting them something big and grand and they just get you something, you know, that's probably like $20 and might make you feel kind of... you know, unimportant or
is it bad,
that you went
is it,
overboard.
Is it bad etiquette to overspend the limit?
I don't think it's bad etiquette, but I think it can make you just look like maybe you're trying too hard.
okay.
And, you know, I think it's important to kind of be on the same page about what you're spending on each other and what kind of gifts you're getting each other. Because, you know, if he's giving you diamonds and you're getting him... you know, I don't know, a six-pack of beer that's not quite even.
No, I totally messed that one up. Like, you said three things that I completely did wrong, so, you know. No, the first Christmas, I told her, don't give me anything. Like, I don't, we're still getting to know each other, and I understand. And then I got her, like, a diamond pendant necklace.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know... And she didn't seem to mind. I didn't really want her to spend anything for me. I just wanted to, you know, make a statement, which I guess I did. But thankfully, she wasn't scared off, is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, I think depending on who you're dating, they could be scared off, but they can be, like, extremely flattered and maybe relieved that...
It was a really tiny diamond pendant, but it was, you know, really tiny. I couldn't afford much at that time. All right, so number three, do as many holiday activities together as possible to get in the holiday spirit. Plan holly dates. I like the play on words there, but you mean not necessarily around family or work. You're just talking about stuff in general, decorating a tree, going to sing carols.
And I'm tying this into, I think, one of my other ones about it just comes along with spending time together with your partner. So not all the time is dedicated to, you know, being at the mall around tons of people or being with family all the time or work colleagues all the time. So plan holidays. So, you know, go ice skating, go pick out a Christmas tree together, go to maybe a Christmas market, go see the Nutcracker, that type of thing.
Make your own memories.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, maybe create a new tradition.
Yeah. That's going to be fun in our house because my 3-year-old and mom are going to go see the Nutcracker together for the first time. And she's been begging her for a year. My mom, can we go see the Nutcracker? So they're going to do that. And then they're going to have the girls' Nutcracker thing to do every year, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stay with us. We've got a little bit more to go with Ashley Papa. She's got 15. I don't know if we'll get to all 15. But if you want a copy of the list, I'll send you a copy of it as well. Just drop me an email at kmcradio@gmail.com. We'll make sure you have that. She's also written The Vixen Investigations, Mayoral Affairs. Friends, if you haven't gotten it yet, get a copy of this book. It is so helpful in so many ways, and it's entertaining. It tells a story, and through the story, you learn all these great relationship things that, you know, probably need to be applying in the 21st century that we live in. Anyway, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough and Ashley Papa coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. America's 45th president leads the nation in grieving for the 41st. Surrounded by family, George H.W. Bush died on Friday night at his home in Houston. When he ran for the GOP presidential nomination in 1980, he was said to have one of the most impressive resumes in politics. Congressman from Texas, UN ambassador, envoy to China, the head of the Republican Party, and the director of the CIA. Though he lost to Ronald Reagan, he was asked to join the ticket.
George Bush was the candidate for vice president.
He served as a loyal vice president for 8 years before becoming the 41st president in 1989.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
George H.W. Bush was 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah. It's one of those Christmas things you could do with your significant other. We were just talking about that, right? Just sit and listen to Christmas music. It's a nice thing to do. Cold winter night, cold Christmas night. Ashley Papa's with us in the house. It's Radio Night Live, and she's our relationship expert, and she joins us every now and then to give us clues on what we need to be doing better. And the holidays can be a difficult time. Ashley, it is hard because we all have... Mm-hmm. we've all got that uncle that, you know, you don't really want to ever leave your date alone with. Like, please don't talk to Uncle Al. Like, he's just, you know, just leave him alone. So it is good to have some wisdom. You say for number four, be fair with the amount of time you're spending with each other's family. When you're dating, mm-hmm. that's important on a certain level, but man, if you get married, that becomes mm-hmm. like, a war zone if you don't start to address it, you know, proactively in advance. Like, you gotta be intentional about that.
Right, yeah, you have to plan ahead. And I think when you're dating, you know, a lot of couples, like, well, you know, she'll be with her family and he'll be with his. But when you're married, you have to alternate. And I think if you're not used to, you know, not being with your family on the holidays, it can kind of be, you know, different and hard in the beginning. But you have to be able to split your time fairly. So one family's not getting gypped while you're spending all the time with the other family. So, you know, even in my family, a lot of my cousins will be with us 1 year and then they're not with us another year. So this takes a lot of planning, but it is very important.
Yeah, well, because the idea is that you're becoming a family yourself, and you want to have mm-hmm. that certain degree of I don't know, traditions and things to look forward to. I'm going to skip around a little bit here.
Sure.
You say the holidays are stressful. Don't take it out on your partner.
Yeah. So, you know, and like with a lot of things in life, our partner is the one that's always around. And sometimes if something's bothering us, like at work, or, you know, the dog is just going crazy, or like just the holidays are stressing you out with the finances or
right.
the parties or everything, you know, you might come home and take it out on your significant other because they're there, whether that's just being grumpy or just ignoring them or just, you know, giving them attitude. So just make sure you're not taking it out on your partner, especially around this time of the year, because this time of the year is about the ones that you love and cheer. So,
right.
you know, try to leave that stress outside the house.
I'm guilty of this next one because over the next 2 weeks, I don't think we have a single free night. But you say, number nine, mm-hmm. don't overbook yourself.
Yeah, I mean, again, this ties into a lot of my other tips, because you don't want to overbook yourselves, because you want to have time, alone time, for the two of you to have those holidays, and you don't want to get stressed out, so you end up taking it out on your partner. So just try and, you know, pick the most important things to go to. I don't think it's good to go to something every night. I'm sure some nights you just want to come home to your house and be, you know, alone, like, in the living room, laying on the couch with your wife or your husband. So, you know, just, I think, pick and choose what you have to do around the holiday season.
And the truth is, like, again, if you're listening to us tonight and you're thinking from the dating perspective, all this stuff seems easy. The longer you've been married and the more children that you have, the more complicated it gets. And this stuff, I think, even becomes mm-hmm. more relevant at, like, my stage of life. We have three kids in three different schools. They've all got
right.
Christmas programs. I've got, you know, three dozen clients that all advertise on the air over the course of the year. I want to try to do something special for each of them. There's no way I can. There's mm-hmm. so many different things that you could be part of. And even after narrowing them all down, I still ended up mm-hmm. with 2 weeks in December where I'm like, every single night something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard. It's just really hard.
That's how the season is, you know. So
yeah, it's not a Hallmark movie.
No. Definitely not.
Hey, have you seen on social media those corny sweaters that people are buying?
I see a lot of corny stuff on social media.
Well, the one that pertains to the Hallmark movies. So they've got these socks and sweaters now that you can yeah. purchase, and the socks say on the bottom, like at the bottom of the heel, says, if you can read this, then don't disturb me. I'm watching a Hallmark movie. And then the sweatshirt says something approximately the same, but it's like, if you're reading this, I'm watching a Hallmark movie. I'm not to be disturbed. And I will just say, my DVR suddenly, like 2 weeks ago, got full. I don't know who recorded them, but mm-hmm. we've got every single new Candace Cameron Bure movie that the Hallmark has made in the last 12 months. And evidently, she made 36
awesome.
Christmas films over the course of like eight months. I don't know how you do that. That's like a new movie every 4 days or something.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't think she did quite that many. It just seems like it. Number 14, be willing to compromise. It might have to be the first Christmas away from your family.
Yeah, so this, you know, kind of ties into, you know, spending time with each other's families. I think if you're
just be willing to do it, be willing to step up and take that first step. Ashley, thank you for being with us tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's free to you. KM. Okay, so I'm glad that we're back from the commercial break because it saves me from hearing the world's worst pirate joke tellers continue on their... What was the one he came in that I didn't even connect at first?
The one you turned 80.
Oh, yeah. I'm 80. What did the pirate say when he had his 80th birthday? I'm 80. I see. This is bad. This is terrible. horrific. Anyway, welcome to Saturday. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 if you've got any thoughts. I would be remiss if I did not tell you that if you have not yet gone to the website and gotten your complimentary serving of CoQ10ergy, just like the CoQ10ergy bottle I'm holding right here, you're missing out. So a little true story. There's a few people in my day-to-day life during the week that had said, I'm going to try that. And I think there was a degree of like pessimism about, does it really do what an energy drink needs to do? Is it really, and it, will it really not give me the jitters and all that other stuff? Friends, the thing about CoQ10ergy is it's made primarily from a version of liquid CoQ10, which is very hard to process. We own the patent on, the way they're doing this. But, because it is in liquid form, you can get 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable benefit from the CoQ10 that is in the CoQ10ergy energy drink. And here's why that's important. Your heart, your joints, your skin, your nails, all of these things are better off when you are able to properly absorb CoQ10. Now, if you take CoQ10 tablets, you're getting less than 10% of what's in the tablet because of the way your body has to break it down. But when it is in a liquid form, your body can use it almost immediately. So, having said that, there's no caffeine in this. There's no sugar in this. There's no carbs in this. We wanted this to be healthy. You know what's in here? You get your B vitamins. So you got your niacin, your B6, your B12, and then it's got the CoQ10. And it's got great flavor, but there's zero fat, zero calories, zero carbs, zero sugars, and it's just a wonderful way to get through the day. So you don't have to take my word for it. What we have decided to do is I'm going to send you a bottle. Absolutely free. You're not going to pay a dime for the 16-ounce bottle, and it's just like the one I'm holding. Put the camera back on me for a second, Nick. This is the size that I'm holding right here. It's like the size of my microphone stand. This is what you get when they send it to you, and I'm going to pay for the shipping on it because it's 16 ounces. It ain't exactly small or lightweight. And the only thing we want you to do is to see if it does what I say it does, and then if it does, tell your friends about it. Tell me about it. Tell me what you liked about it. If you don't like it, tell me that too. There's also a short window of time here. If you do like it and you'd like to get a case of it, you can go to the same website, kmcfree.com, order through Amazon with the link that is the order link there. Amazon's going to ship for free through the end of the year. So if you order a case of these, you'll get 20% off, and they're going to ship. They're going to pay for the shipping, so there's no shipping these heavy bottles. By the way, these are going to be in stores very soon. We have got. Sorry about that. We have got. This is a Whole Food compliant food product. So the people at Whole Foods have already signed off on it. It's not in the stores yet. It's going to be very, very soon. We've got meetings with other retailers as well. And across the country, word's getting out in terms of getting it into the regional markets. Right now, you can go anywhere in the country to the website, kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com, and get your free bottle. Kmcfree.com. I'm going to pay for that sample. kmcfree.com. You can order a case from there. They're going to pay for the shipping through the end of the year. You can do all of that, and then very, very soon, you're going to be able to get it in your local grocery and health food store and wherever you buy your energy drinks from. All right, so a couple of things that happened today that if George H.W. Bush hadn't passed away, I probably would have spent more time exploring tonight. Did you hear about what NPR did to Don Trump Jr.? After Michael Cohen came out last week and actually said, you know, hey, we were working on this building deal for Trump all the way through June of 2016. It was going to be a Trump Tower. They were looking for a place to build it in Moscow. That's what Trump did before running for president. He builds buildings and puts them in places, and then he recoups the revenue that they develop. So this was something that they had begun exploring sometime in 2015. They were having conversations. Cohen had said under oath to the Senate earlier in the year that they had cut off conversation of it after January of 2016. Now, he just got a plea deal in lying, about lying to Congress, because in reality they had talked about it with a couple people up through June of 2016. So Michael Cohen had lied. What the what NPR, the National Public Radio people, tried to say is that Don Trump Jr.'s testimony before Congress was misleading, that he had actually not told the truth in his testimony, and they said because he tried to say that they hadn't talked about it since sometime in 2014. Now, here's the problem. NPR knows that that wasn't the case, and they know that because the transcript that they quoted what he said about 2014 from, just a few pages before, something like six pages previous to that quote, he is asked directly about the Trump Tower deal in Moscow, and they said, was this alive in the spring of 16, maybe as late as June? And he answered, yes. Trump Jr. said, yes, that was still going on. The thing that ended in 14, that was a different building, that was something that didn't have anything else to do with it. So NPR, as recently as midday today, had not corrected themselves. Now, just before we went on the air, they did issue a clarification saying that they had mischaracterized the story. Friends, that's not true. They're lying about what they did. NPR, which takes your tax dollars in order for them to have a broadcast platform, you don't pay for any of my broadcasting. If you get my show, it's because my sponsors have paid the bills, and we're able to bring this to you because of those good partnerships. NPR asks for your money, and they get chunks from the federal government. But they said that they mischaracterized his answer. They didn't mischaracterize his answer. They misrepresented his answer. They gave a version of his answer that wasn't truthful. And I have thought for a long time that we need to defund NPR. There's no reason that, first of all, that taxpayers should be footing the bill for broadcasting that can't stay competitive in the ratings race. If they need our tax dollars to stay on the air, they don't need to be on the air. If they want listeners to pay for it, then just get listeners to pay for it. But you don't need taxpayers to be forced to pay for it, especially if they're going to lie about the president's son.
Kevin, we know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So glad to have you with us. And again, if you missed us in the first hour tonight, I want to give you a little bit of an update. We told you about the Nigerian families that we were trying to rescue from the very extreme areas where Fulani herdsmen are coming in and killing them. They're Christian families, and because they celebrate Christmas and not Ramadan, they're being butchered by these Islamic radicals. And the idea is that we can help relocate them and get them into a place where if there are raids done, they're not left vulnerable. We actually have some good news, because last week Joel Vanderspeck was with us. We were in the like 30-ish number of families that had been rescued. As of tonight, at the start of the show, 53 families total of the 82 have been rescued. That means that for the month of December, if we got one family rescued every day during this month, we'll go one family over. But could we do that before Christmas? Could we send the message to these 82 families that need the help in relocating, that we've got their back? It costs $225 to take the family and to move them from the dangerous area where they're vulnerable to the Fulani herdsmen to where they could be in a safe place. They'll get food. They'll get medical treatment. Many of them have injuries from the raids. They don't have weapons to defend themselves with. The Fulani have AK-47s and machetes and all kinds of things. For $225, we could do that. And if you can't do that in a one-time gift, could you consider doing a part of it? $100 would provide the medical care. $50 would provide the food. The remaining $75 for the relocation, etc. This is really, so economical in terms of what we can do. And last year, we helped liberate nearly 100 human trafficked slaves. Well, for every one person we helped this time, there's a whole family attached to them. So we've already helped 53 families, which is well over 200 people, and we're very excited about that. But we can't do this without you, and the phone number is 888-342-1010. If you've listened each week, you know that we've been talking about this. But 29 families to go. We need your help. I know you can help us get there. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010 is the number. Now, real quickly, finally tonight, there was a couple that were in Manhattan this last week, and they were, it was going to be a very important moment, because he was going to pop the question. Take a look at what happened as captured by one of the subway cams inside the subway. There's no audio to this, so we can just roll it, but roll that video there, Nick, if we have it. Because what happened is he got down on one knee with a very expensive ring in the Times Square area. There's already so many things wrong with this that they should never have done it. He actually ended up dropping the ring through the subway grate. Now, here's where the story actually turns good. The police recovered a ring and are now looking for the couple, because they found the ring and they need to find the couple that lost it. And I'm hoping that that has a good ending to it as well. Anyway, thank you for being with us. Radio Night Live, Calvin McCullough. We'll see you next week.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And have them...